Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Good morning, this is your host, Anthony Payson Jr. We are having some technical difficulties with the time and everything. I was trying to reset the show, but this is the first word. I'm going to keep it going for right now. But basically what we do on here is we study the book of Proverbs to correspond with every day that we that each Sunday falls on. And basically we study to go in spiritual and physical health, God. So I'm going to start with a word of prayer. We only have a couple minutes left due to these technical difficulties, but I'm going in. You have me, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for keeping us here. Thank you for bringing us back once again. I pray that we learn something today from today's Proverbs real quick, and that we just continue to grow in you. Using that, I pray, amen. Brother Jamal, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, good morning. So we have 6 minutes left due to the time crunch here. All right, let me just pass it on to you. You go ahead.
All right. Good morning, everybody. The first word, Proverbs 15, being the day that it's the 15th. So let's get it popping. Verse number one says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Oftentimes in our lives, we get into situations where we have friends or relationships that have been tarnished by just what we say. Or it's not about what we say, but it's how we say it. So oftentimes in our lives, if we just think for a little while, and like I often say, you know, when I speak to the young people and they, I ask them the question, why are the young people in the church? church? Why the young people, why y'all don't want to come to church? And it's basically because of the judgmental things that people are saying. So in order for us to have a growing church, in order for us to reach the youth, first thing we have to do is put this judgmental thing to the side. First thing we have to do is be able to know how to speak to people. For verse 1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. What you think about that, Brother Anthony?
I think that's very key. Last Thursday, we were talking about a Bible study about compassion and how, you know, it changes through our generation. The older people, you know, bringing new people in the church that everybody, you know, tries to, you know, get on them and everything. But I feel like, you know, when you use compassion and after this, you know, not the way you say it, but how you say it. So that's very key.
Any more men that can chime in on the line today? Okay, so we're going to go to verse 2. Verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. And this verse means to me that the ones that know the right way, the ones that have tried God and it's worked for them and stays close to God and every day walking with him, talking with him, even when they fall, they don't run from him, but they run to him. These are the ones that are wise, the ones that want to know more about God each and every day and all the time. And it says, but the fool. See, the fool can't help himself because the fool says there's no God. So when the fool said there's no God, they already lack the wisdom and the knowledge, so they can't want for what they don't have. So in this verse, I believe that this verse is telling us that the ones that are walking with God, the ones that yearn for the knowledge and the wisdom, these are the ones that are wise. That's what comes out their mouths. But the ones that don't know no God, the ones that say there is no God, out of their mouths comes foolishness. So when we understand that and realize this is what it is, I believe that we will be able to distinguish between the two. What you think about that, Brother Andrew?
I definitely think us being in the world and us also being in the Word, that we do learn to distinguish, you know, what we need to do and, you know about God and how he affects our lives very, very much so. And, you know, keeping us and everything that we do and everything that we indulge in, you know, even work and stuff, he keeps us all the time. Even, like, waking us up in the morning, he keeps us. So, you know, knowing that he's there, I think that, you know, it's always in the back of our mind that, you know, he has a role in our lives, and that's where that knowledge comes from.
Hey, man, any more men on the line that can chime in? All right, we're going to keep on rolling. Verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Keep watching on the wicked and the good. And I just want to say with this verse, there's a lot of things that the people of God, the children of God, go through. And people want to ask, I was with a wise man the other day. And sometimes he say, good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people. So I just want to rest assured that this verse is giving us reassurance that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, and keeping watch on the wicked and the good. So when we're going through our situation and we think that this person is being elevated or this person is 10 steps before us, just know that God sees everything. God sees your dedication. He sees your commitment. He sees that you are not worried about your own problems, but you go outside of your own problems to pray for somebody else. So God sees it all. So don't worry about what man sees. Don't worry about when man don't give you the right of recognition that you deserve or talk about you all the time. Just know that God sees all. Brother Andrew?
I think that once you become, you know, a part of Christ and a member of, you know, of a church or at least give your life to God, that, you know, you get in a favor line with him and he shows favor on your life all the time.
Amen, amen, amen. Any more men? Any men chimed in? All right. Let's go to verse 4. Verse 4 says, a soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. We often see that when we come out our mouths wrong, we can also hurt the person, and that's what turns them away from Christ. So we have to be careful and be mindful that we are speaking good words and speaking the soothing tongue, so we can promote the tree of life. We have run out of time because of the technical difficulties, so I just want to know any last words from anybody. All right. All hearts and minds are clear. We'll go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody, Father, after the first word. Father God, we ask that you keep us, Father God, until next Sunday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Till next week, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We'll be back next week, 30 minutes, 8 o'clock. All right. Have a blessed day.